Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The war between Russia and Ukraine is a threat to the whole world. There was a sigh of relief this August after the United Nations and Turkey were able to negotiate a deal with Russia to drop its naval blockade of the Black Sea. That blockade had shut the door on Ukrainian exports. In August, Ukraine, the world's fourth largest corn exporter, was back in business, shipping 25 million bushels of corn. But just this Sunday, Russia reinstated their blockade. Hungry people in the Middle East and Asia are dependent on that corn. We could be facing rising food prices and a global hunger crisis. The United Nations and Turkey are working to find a way to reopen the shipping lanes. We don't know what will happen. And now, I want to hit on some other issues. Next week will be a very important midterm election. At this point in time, the Democratic Party has the power with President Biden and leadership in the House of Representatives, and the Senate is divided 50-50. The polls tell us that Republicans are expected to take the lead in the House, and the Senate polls are not sure what's going to happen. There's a good chance Republicans will end up in the driver's seat, and that could be a big change over the next 2 years. We need to write a new farm bill next year. Well, they may not get it done, so they could just extend the current bill for another year or two. When the new Congress goes to work on legislation, I hope they will make some changes. I remember when President Reagan came to town. He said the government spends too much money. We have a bloated welfare state, and all of that money fuels inflation. We had inflation then, and we have the same problem today. Think about the $420 billion that President Biden plans to spend on student loan forgiveness. The USDA forecasts food inflation this year to be up to 10 or 11%, and next year's forecast is to keep going up another 2 or 3%. With Thanksgiving a month away, that turkey will be pretty expensive. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.